Joining me now is Mike Lindell. Then we'll be joined by Patrick Wood and a whole host of others weighing in here tonight. I wanted to have Mike on my show because I know a lot of you are wanting to know what guys like Roger Stone, Mike Flynn, Mike Lindell all say about what is happening. Joining us now is Mike Lindell. Mike, thank you for joining us here. I know we've slipped you in here at the very last minute. You have other things to do tonight, I'm sure. Thanks for making time for us. Give our audience your thoughts on what just went down with President Trump today.
Well, a couple of things. One is they just handed us the 2024 election, provided, of course, we get rid of all the machines that we are going to be getting rid of. But his poll numbers are just going to – I'll bet they're already up 10 points. You know, when they attack, it's everyone in this country now – I don't care if you're on the left or right. I just got off the phone with a newspaper reporter. He's a big leftist from the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, and I said, let me ask you. I said, can you even believe how much Donald Trump has been attacked over the last 6 years, and they've never found nothing? It is disgusting. He's got to be the most. He is the most, probably the cleanest person ever that's never done anything wrong, and it's very interesting because, as we've seen on my show. Where DeSantis, I mean, this is just an election. It's all about the election, you guys. Everything they're doing with this attack. And they, in the old days, you might have said, oh, boy, I'm not going to vote for him. He did something wrong. But now it's just the opposite. Everyone's going, you attacked him. It's like the little boy that called Wolf. So many times, attack, attack, attack. Everybody's on to this. It's a joke. It is a big joke. It's shameful of our country to do this. Our government, they've weaponized the FBI, the CIAs of the world. Our government's been weaponized. They're using this in an election. I mean, it's unbelievable, Brent. And then to see the Trojan horse, Ron DeSantis, come out and say, yes, I'm not going to let him be extradited from Florida. He already said he's going to go in and take care of it. You know what I mean? This is all a political election play, everybody, by the Uniparty. This is all it is. It's disgusting.
Absolutely it is. So, Mike, do you have any idea when the next rally is for President Trump? You were just at one speaking in Waco, Texas, were you not?
Yeah, I was just in Waco, and I don't know when the next one is. I've been so busy out here, and probably at the last minute.
But the reason I ask is they had a huge turnout in Waco. This is going to, I also think, just cause his rallies to become even larger and larger. Are they not?
Oh, absolutely. And everybody was saying the same thing, and they were texting me, on the same thing at the rally. If they indict him. They're just handing him the election. The best thing Ron DeSantis should do is just endorse him right now. That's it. That's it for Ron. I mean, nobody's going to beat him can't touch him in the primary. He's going to win by a landslide now. But yeah, it's going to make the rallies bigger. This is getting people engaged. I'm telling everybody right now, Brandon, on your show, everybody, if you are tired of this stuff, the Uniparty, the Democrats, the deep state, the globalists, the CCP, but most importantly, the Uniparty. If you're tired of all this, what you can do so we have selection or so we get rid of selections and start having elections, now's the time. Call your county officials. Get on the phone tomorrow. Email them. Go right now to a computer and email all your county officials, the ones in charge of your elections, and say you want paper ballots hand counted. Enough is enough. This is what we can do to get everybody involved. Everyone says, well, what can we do? Yes, I heard Roger say, yes, we all need to pray for our president to continue to have strength, to have the strength and courage he has shown our country for 5 years, 6 years. And we need to all help out, though. And that's get a hold of your county officials and say, I want to have elections instead of selections. I want paper ballots hand counted. I don't care what state you live in. You do this in your county, and you never give up. We just got Shasta County right in the middle of California, blue California, and they went machine-free just this past week. Paper ballots hand counted. If California can do it in Shasta County, any county in this country can do it. The people have to get behind this now. Use this horrible attack on our great real president, Donald Trump, to get people engaged in saving our country, Brandon.
Absolutely. Thank you for all you're doing, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Everybody, keep the faith. This is all. We're going to look back and say everything had to happen just the way it did to get to this great place we're going. Remember, we're in the greatest revival for Jesus Christ in history. And all this stuff that keeps going on in our country, destroying our country and attacking us. And it's just bringing people more and more to the hope, which is God. So
thank you so much. Thank you, Mike. Mike Lindell checking in. You can see his program live every night, Monday through Friday, right here at 6 p.m. Central Time, the Lindell Report. There you go.